Okay, so we are beginning a little bit of a new lima today. We're starting to learn the thought, the machshava of the Chasam Sofer and his particular perspectives. I want to use today primarily as a hakdama to first point out, while today we're focusing kimat exclusively on the Chasam Sofer, generally speaking, what we do is learn topics of machshava, topics of hashkafa, and we try to analyze it through the lens of Chasam Sofer, highlighting his approach, but by noting other mahalchim also. But today we're going to focus almost entirely on the Chasam Sofer and one particular element of his thought. Ezra Shem will see some important Torah and Parshas Lech Lecha as we go on. But it's the Chasam Sofer is one of the Gedolei HaAchronim. Chasam Sofer's influence is hard to minimize. He is born in Frankfurt. He becomes the Rav in Hungary in Pressburg. And the Chasam Sofer is a dominant figure in many, many different ways. And I want to try to just note a little bit in terms of his impact. And I want to focus then specifically on one element of the world of the Chasam Sofer. Number one, the Chasam Sofer is often understood to be one of the dominant poskim, one of the dominant poskim from the Achronim. So number one of the Shiwi, we have a line from a Kuntra Shem Yishmuel, not the Shem Yishmuel on Chumash, Bekach mekudbanim yirabosai, shenol bihuda v'chasam sofer, nishlechu min ha-shamayim likvoa halachos b'Yisrael. There is something very, very unique and special. Chasam Sofer, the category here of Noda Behuda, were sent from Shemayim to Paskin Childs. I think the Rebbe, the Rashab, one of the Babacher Rebbe's, when speaking about how he wanted the Sefer Tzemach Tzedek to get publicized, said, the same way like Kimat every Rav has a copy of Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, that to be able to answer Shilas, Tshuva's the Chasam Sofer, and so many different sugyas become so important, that also he wanted Tzemach Tzedek to be like that. But the Chasam Sofer's Tshuva's, as far as a posek, is a dominant figure, when he has chumras, when he has kulas, Chasam Sofer, in that sense, is incredibly important. The Chasam Sofer also gave drushas, and we have a Perush on Chumash, you know, Toras Moshe, of Torah, of the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer, in that sense, is also someone that when we speak about the world of Chumash, we'll elaborate a little bit in terms of what he did in his yeshiva. But the Chasam Sofer also gets quoted as a vork, gets quoted as in drushas. The Chasam Sofer is a very important figure like that. When you learn Gemara, so the Chasam Sofer on Shas is a very important sefer also. We quote sometimes Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer on many mesechtas, to be able to go through with the writings of the Chasam Sofer becomes something which is standard and something which is very important. So whether it's the world of Chumash and Machshava, the world of Psak Halacha, the world of Gemara, the Chasam Sofer is one of those unique figures that has enormous impact in lots of different areas. It happens to also be that the Chasam Sofer lived in a particularly, I guess, vibrant time when reform, Haskalah, begins to come out a bit. And the Chasam Sofer becomes one of the dominant figures in fighting against what he perceived to be inappropriate breaches in our Mesorah. Very famously identified with the Mishnah, Chadash Aser Min HaTorah. We'll see how much he was or wasn't really, how consistent he always was in Chadash Aser Min HaTorah. But the Chasam Sofer was a person, we'll see a beautiful line of his today about it, but the Chasam Sofer is a person that hashkafically is massively important. He influenced a lot of Klal Yisrael, the world of the Chasam Sofer, and the way that you respond to groups within Yadas that are different. A lot comes from Chasam Sofer, and a lot comes from Talmidei Chasam Sofer. He is a very, very important figure. And his impact becomes significant. Akedei Kach, if you look around, you'll see, you know, lots of different groups that identify with the Chasam Sofer. If you went, what was I eating last? There, I had some like ice pop thing at home. The Kashrus is a Chasam Sofer Kashrus. He himself did not paskin that was okay. I'm sure he would have. It was a wonderful ice pop. But I'm saying that for a different time. But you have groups, Chug Chasam Sofer, the Erloi Chassidim, you know, Erloi in Katamon, people that identify with Chasam Sofer, many people, and here's a fascinating thing, he's like the Gra in this sense, which is lots of different worlds want to claim that they are almost like the true followers of the Chasam Sofer. So if you are very, very intense and very close to the outside world, and you take a very strong position against certain things, so you'll claim that you are the real followers of the Chasam Sofer. Rabbi Elazar Melamed, the author of Pini Halacha, will argue that as religious Zionist, he is the real followers of the Chasam Sofer, because we knew what Chasam Sofer says about Eretz Yisrael. If you knew what the Chasam Sofer says about certain other things, so then you would know Chasam Sofer really, really is worthy of the Chasam Sofer. It's like the Gra, it's a similar kind of a phenomenon. And a lot of that is a credit. He was clear. But a lot of that's a credit to just who the Chasam Sofer was and all that he really represents. That's just a little bit of a Hakdama. To share a couple just like biographical details, not to get caught up in dates and the like. The Chasam Sofer is born in Frankfurt. He's a Talmud, and here's important. The Chasam Sofer has shaychus to the world of Kabbalah, although he writes in Tshuvas a lot, like Ainli Asek Ben Estaros, but he definitely has familiarity with the world of Kabbalah also. The Chasam Sofer is, from a young age, fairly unique. He has two rebbeim at a very young age, who are both out-of-the-box figures, which are interesting because the Chasam Sofer himself becomes so incredibly mainstream. Two of his rebbeim, one is Rav Nosson Adler. Rav Nosson Adler is one of the greats, but we don't have writings of Rav Nosson Adler. The Chasam Sofer said that Nosson Adler was such a genius that he tied the Gemara in Gidden on Daf Samech, which allows us to write down Torah nowadays. So now we have a Heter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. That Heter was only for people that otherwise would forget. But his Rebbe never forgot anything. His Rebbe therefore never wrote anything down. And we don't really have published writings from Rav Nosson Adler. We don't have his farm. But he was a very controversial kind of a figure. He was chased out of Frankfurt a little bit. He davened in Germany, like the Chevers, very, very mock, but on certain things, the Yekis amongst us, he wanted to daven the Sechsfar, he wanted to change the Havarav, Haidav. They couldn't handle that at all. So he ended up getting thrown out of it, Rav Nosson Adler. But the Chasam Sofer goes with him. And he's with this sort of like out-of-the-box figure. The Maisa, even, they say over, which is a beautiful Maisa. Rav Shapter pointed this, but the Maisa, it's in Sefer Chodom HaShulash, I believe, which is a very well-known biography of the Chasam Sofer. Now, when the Chasam Sofer was at his bar mitzvah, he got to say his Shtikal Torah at a bar mitzvah, got to say his Dvar Torah. And he prepared on his own. It wasn't one of those things where like his father or like a Rebbe like gave him a Dvar Torah to get up and to read. He said over his own Torah. And the Chasam Sofer was very, very learned already at his bar mitzvah. His father, I guess, a little bit less so. And he said over a Torah. He quoted what one of his grandfathers, or great-grandfathers, Kosh Shuos. He quoted a Torah from one of his ancestors. Chasam Sofer then proceeded to argue at his bar mitzvah with his ancestor and that particular Torah, saying he's wrong for these reasons, and this is the real pshat. Chasam Sofer's father gets up at his son's bar mitzvah and slaps him across the face in public for the chutzpah of getting up and going and arguing with your ancestor, like, what's wrong with you? Rav Nosson Adler is at the bar mitzvah and apparently says to the Chasam Sofer, you know, your father was totally wrong. First of all, he said, the father, you were right. Your great-grandfather, whatever it was wrong in that shot, and what you said was MS. And second of all, the only way you can really progress is by asking questions. Chasam Sofer at a pretty young age moves in with Rav Nosson Adler. Rav Nosson Adler is one of his rebbeim. His other rebbe is a very fascinating figure, Rav Pinchas Horowitz. Rav Pinchas Horowitz is the author of two sfarim that we are very familiar with. Three, the Panim Yafos, but he's an author, I believe. He's the author of Sefer HaMakna on Meseches Kiddushin, and the Sefer HaFla on Meseches Ksubis. Those are well-known standard achronim, the Makna on Kiddushin and the HaFla on Ksubis. Rav Pinchas Horowitz is also a little bit of a secret kind of a figure. He's the Rav there in Frankfurt, but people are not really sure. He's early in the time where Hasidus is picking up a bit. His brother is the Hasidus Rebbe of Shmelka of Nicholsburg. With Pinchas Horowitz, people are not really sure how much is he really a Chassid or not a Chassid. Is he a closet Chassid or not? People are nervous about him. He has some different minhagim. Not always a standard. Not sure exactly what the deal is. So he's a standard Echad Migdolei HaAchronim. His exact sort of like connection to Chassidus, that's a bit of a discussion. There's a sefer I have, I think a newer shell, but Bein Pshischa Lilublin, which is a sefer of like history of Pshischa Chassidus, Chas the Shaila of Pinchas Horowitz, how much really Chas or not. Those are Rebbeim of the Chasam, those are Rebbeim of the Chasam Sofer. Okay. I want to talk about one element of Chasam Sofer, which sometimes in thinking about his impact, we think about his tshuvas, and we think about his commentary on Shas, we think about his drashas and his sefer and chumash, but in many ways, what I would say is like the the starting point for everything for the Chasam Sofer, and it's a very beautiful and very holy thing. And we're going to get even a little bit practical, is the Chasam Sofer is a teacher of Torah. The Chasam Sofer is a teacher of Torah. The majority of his writings, Kimat Nothing, gets published, I believe, in his lifetime. Most gets published afterwards. And the Chasam Sofer, and we'll sort of break these things down a little bit, the Chasam Sofer is a big believer, even in theory, in the importance of having, of Talmidim and of teaching Torah. Professor Ma'oz Kahana, who is one of like the real experts in the Chasam Sofer, I think he even points out that a lot of the Chasam Sofer's popularity and impact was because he produced Talmidim. And those Talmidim became Rabbeim in communities. And then they would write to him their Shailas, and the Chasam Sofer would respond. And because he had hundreds of Talmidim, and his Talmidim were going on to become Rabbeim in different places, and they were looking to Chasam Sofer as a major figure, so one of the reasons that he had the impact that he had is because the Ksav Sofer, his son, the Maram Shik, and others are Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, which in and of itself already gives us a little bit of insight. But Chasam Sofer is a believer in the importance of teaching Torah. So what I want to do today is as follows. Understand a little bit, because we're going to see it's a starting point for everything. Chasam Sofer is a teacher. He's a teacher. I want to speak about in theory, just in Machshava, or what exactly the Chasam Sofer believes about the importance of teaching. And then I want to speak about practically, he spent a lot of his time giving shiurim. A lot of his time giving shiurim, the way he gave shiur, and in many ways what's amazing is the depth of his Torah, but the way that he was able to produce Talmidim and what he did in his yeshiva in Pressburg, that in fact was very important. But let's begin as follows. Source number 4 on the sheet, it's a very well-known comment of the Chasam Sofer, it's Torah's Moshe and Parshas Kedoshim. It's found, Rav Moshe talks about in Igros Moshe, in Eben Ezra, Chelek Dalet, Simen Chavav. Chasam Sofer has a kasha. His kasha is a very, very simple question, which is as follows. On the one hand, the Torah tells us, V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Something we showed him, I think, that's his kasha. I think Tovus may have it in one place at least. That V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. They have to love others like you love yourself. But the Gemara Mesechus Bav Metzia tells us that Chayecha Kodman, if there's one cup of water and only one of you is only enough for you or your friend, that you're allowed to take it. Chayecha Kodman. Asks the Chasam Sofer the following kasha. So which is it? Are we equal? V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. I should love my friend like myself. Or do I take precedence? Do I come before him? If there's one cup of water, we're going to starve. I get the water. So which is it? Wonders the Chasam Sofer. Wonders the Chasam Sofer. Not only that, but it's all Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the person who said, Chayecha Kodman. Rabbi Akiva also said, V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, zeh klal gadol batorah. So isn't there a stira within Rabbi Akiva? You're as important as your friends. Your friends take a real, real, almost equal role. It's not even more, who knows? Or you take precedence over your friends. So Chasam Sofer says something absolutely amazing. He says, Imkein kevin shechecha kodman, eicha asher l'kayim, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha, miyu. It's almost counterintuitive. Says Chasam Sofer, when it comes to the physical world, when it comes to this world, physical items, a cup of water, you take precedence over anyone else. But says Chasam Sofer, aval, b'chai ha-nitzchiyus, when it comes to the world of Torah and the world of Ruchnius, the world of Nitzchiyus, d'hanu b'limit ha-Torah, chayav l'lamed l'acherim afilu hu mevatel atzmo milimudo. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says Chasam Sofer, when it comes to Ruchnius, you don't take precedent over your friends. If a guy needs you to help him, he needs you to explain what happened in Shir. He needs you to explain what's going on in the Sugya. There, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. So then you're equal. It's not, oh, chayecha kodman. I don't have to explain to him. You should explain to him. And that, says Chasam Sofer, son of Rabbi Akiva, V'yahavta l'recha kamocha zeh klal gadol batorah. That's a klal in the world of learning Torah. That's a klal in how you relate to Torah. There's one piece of schnitzel, and otherwise, so it's good a chesed to give to someone else. But if only one of you can get it, and it's, again, especially in that life-threatening situation, which would be an amazing phenomenon, the only thing can get you through a schnitzel, so chayecha kodman. But when it comes to ruchnius, zeh klal gadol batorah, we have a responsibility even to sacrifice our own ruchnias to be able to help and be able to give over to others. Chasam Sofer says, this is the end of this, of Noah, but really Parshas Lech Lecha, that's pshat in the Hakdama to Tshuvas and Yeridaya, a very, very famous insight That Hakdama is a very famous Hakdama. There they quote Chasam Sofer the following Torah. Torah tells us, why is Ribbono Shel Olam choosing Avram? Let's figure out a little bit. Why is Avram chosen? It's a debate which bothered, or the Kuzari speaks about, the Ramban a little bit, a lot of Maral. Why Avram Avinu and why Klal Yisrael? What exactly is going on here? And the Torah tells us, says Chasam Sofer, the following Torah. We're told that Avram Avinu, it's Bereishis, it's Perek Yuches, it's a little bit later, but Ki Adatav L'man Asher Yitzav Es Banav Es Beis Acharav V'Shamru Derech Hashem La'asot Tzedakah U'Mishpat. That Hashem knew that Avraham would give over to his children Ves Beis Acharav, he would share Torah with others. Says the Chasam Sofer an amazing thing. Undoubtedly it's true that there were other great people before Avraham Avinu. Chanoch in Chumash was a great person. There were undoubtedly people in Chumash before Avraham Avinu that were holy, that were people that were at a certain Madrega. Yet nevertheless, Avram is the one which is charged with our Mesorah. Avram is the one which achieves a bit of a unique status. How come? Because there were people before Avraham that learned Torah. And there are people before Avraham that were trying to embrace and cultivate a certain level of Kedusha. But they did it only for themselves. Like what you have to say from Noah. Their Ruchnias was their Ruchnias. Avram was the one that introduced to the world that Ruchnias can't only be about you, and that you have to share with others. And you have to share with others. So there, Avram knew, ki adatev, Torah tells, l'mashu yitzav es banav es beis acharav. He didn't only care about his own personal perfection. He wanted to share, and he wanted to give over. He wanted to give over to others, says Chasam Sofer, but understand the following. On some level, that is an act of self-sacrifice. That is, hanisayon hazeh limidoto, ki tov l'adam l'mayid b'hashlamas nafsho, l'man rabas kvod Hashem, l'mayid es mordav, l'harbos, avada v'yoda, that sometimes this means that you will give up some of your own learning. That instead of having shir, instead of teaching, you could have learned, and you could have learned something else, and you would have become a bigger person. Or instead of speaking to someone, you could have become a little bit of a bigger person. But for Chasam Sofer, teaching is so important, v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, and it's coupled with, the goal is not, are you becoming big? The goal is also to try and to give over to others in a very, very meaningful, in a very, very meaningful way. Where does Chasam Sofer get this from? So I didn't even point this out, but his Rebbe, Pinchas Horowitz, has a world-famous Ha'ara on the Sefer HaMakneh, and I have to assume that it impacted Chasam Sofer a bit. It's also, Chasam Sofer himself, they quote in some of the Svarim, Chasam Sofer himself in the Sefer Snet Bo'er Ba'esh, they quote the Chasam Sofer, you say this also, which is the following Torah. The following Torah, which gives us, again, a little bit of insight, the world Chasam Sofer is coming from. And he was not a communal figure that was only interested in his own growth, nor was he only interested like in his reputation, klape chutz. He really cared about the people in front of him and teaching Torah to those who needed it. Where does this come from? So there is the Hakdama of the Sefer HaMakneh. With Pinchas Horowitz in the Sefer HaMakneh, we're at Hakdama. This is a very, very famous piece in the Hakdama where he quotes a Gemara Maseches Chagiga that many of us may be familiar with. The Torah tells us, the Navi tells us, and Chazal Darshan from the Navi, that if Harav Dome Lamal Hashem Tzvakos, Tori Vakshami Piyu, that the only time you should learn from a Rebbe is if your Rebbe is similar to a Malach. If your Rebbe is similar to an angel. Okay, a bit awkward in the room right now. But in general, that's what Chazal say. The Mefarshim struggle trying to discover what exactly that means. If your Rebbe is Dome Lamal Hashem Tzvakos, undoubtedly the most simple pshat is that you want a Rebbe who represents a degree of piety, a degree of holiness. You're dealing with someone who on a level of Ruchnias can be a certain kind of role model. But there are some other beautiful insights into what this Gemara means. The Hafla points out as follows. There is a difference between Malachim and people. People are called Holchim, Malachim are called Omdim. People are always progressing. People are always moving. We're vibrant. We're growing, we're falling. There's a certain movement that humans always have as part of their process of growth. No one stays entirely still always. We're moving a little bit. Malachim, in contrast, are omdim. Malachim, in contrast, are omdim. What does that mean that malachim are considered to be omdim? Malachim, angels, are static. They are where they are. They're not growing or getting, not getting bigger. They're not getting smaller. Melachim are always who they are. Melachim nikrim omdim. She'omdim b'madrega achas kisha shenivru. Says the Hafla, you know what it means to have a Rav who's doma l'malach Hashem tzivakos. You want to have the kind of Rebbe that is, when it comes to you, he's not focused on his own growth, he's only focused on your growth. When he teaches Torah, he's doma l'malach Hashem tzivakos. Malach Hashem tzivakos. That's what he's interested in doing. What's best for you? What's best for you? When you're teaching Torah, your only goal is la'alos es talmidav. What's in the best interest of the talmidim? Ulahas birim bepanim yafos. And I have to explain it really, really well. Even though the Rebbe already knows the pshat, so why should he focus on saying it over so well? Why should he repeat himself? He already knows it. No. You have to always try to grow. You have to always try and be focused on the talmidim. However, says the Hafla, one shouldn't think that you actually lose out. You don't actually lose out. That's part of the chiddush. Part of the chiddush that you don't actually lose out. Don't think. V'al yachzor rav ki bazeh yismai chachmasa. Don't think that in the end you're going to lose. Al zenem ar batach balev balav v'shar lo yachzor k'peirush rashi part baloscha samti aleim lam moshadome v'oshashar l'ner. Now you don't actually lose that at all. It's a special chus that when you have people who give and they share with others and they're focused on the growth of others, that even though on some level they're sacrificing, even though Hayecha Kobin doesn't really apply, even though Avram is going to sacrifice a little bit, it's not actually true, and in the end they end up emerging on some level victorious. Says the Hafla, that's part of the Pshat, Mitamida Yoser Mikulam. The Gemara tells us in a couple of places that I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, I learned more from my friends, but Mitamida, from my Talmidim, I learned the most. What Pshat I learned the most from my Talmidim? How does that make sense? So says the Hafla, something actually, it's unbelievably beautiful. It's unbelievably beautiful. What's Mitamida Yoser Mikulam? And what are the mechanics? How does a Rebbe end up becoming better when he's only focused on his Talmidim? So says the Hafla of an amazing Torah. Please pay attention a little bit. When you're teaching in a room, let's say right now, undoubtedly it's the case that there are different people in the room with different styles. People have different kinds of interests. People's Shorash HaNeshama comes to different places. You have people, again, I'll translate it into our terms. You have people in this room that are interested in Gemara Be'ian very, very intensely. People in this room that are interested in Hasidus or in Halach Lemaisa, interested in the world of Jewish philosophy. People in this room, they're interested in a wide range of things. So it's rooted in the morning, we're learning Gemara Be'ian, but so many different things people are interested in. Chumash, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It happens to be, the special chus, says the Hafla, that if a person is a Rebbe, so normally, if I'm learning on my own, the only Torah I get is the Torah which is really I'm naturally connected to. The Torah of my Shorash Neshama. That's what I receive. But when you start teaching other people, when you start trying to give over to a range of people, there's a special chus, which is, well, you know, this guy needs the Torah shayach to his Neshama. He needs the Torah shayach to him. Each one needs his Torah. So the Rebbe is given over in any particular room, is given over the Torah relevant to each person's Shoresh Neshama. So Mitalmida Yoser Mikula means, because of my Talmidim, I had more exposure, I had more connection to different kinds of Torah. It says as follows, V'lo od, Elish Amru Chazal Mitalmida Yoser Mikula, V'atamhu, Ki Amru Chazal, Lo Mikol Rav Adam Zoche Lilmot. Not everyone can connect to every Rebbe. Elamei Chacham Shu Shoresh Neshmaso. The only good connection you'll have with a Rebbe is if it's a similar Shoresh Neshama. V'chacham hu mikabel kol chelkei haTorah shel talmidav u'mashpia l'chol echad chelko. Wow. And that's part of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Zakein Baba Yomim. It's a Zakein Yodip Yeshiva v'zach l'ashpia b'talmidav l'hanchil l'chol echad chelko b'Torah. That's part of what Avraham Avinu was able to do, because he gets the Shoresh Neshama of everything. So in a certain sense, just to appreciate a little bit, Chasam Sofer is one of the most dominant figures in the last 300 years. And it's still his psakim, his worldview, his Torah continues to be indescribably relevant. The Chasam Sofer in so doing, in many ways it started. The Torah started, because he was a teacher. He taught in the yeshiva. And the Chasam Sofer believed that spending time teaching in yeshiva was not going to come at the expense of, was not going to come at the expense of his own greatness, of his own growth. He understood that, number one, he's chaya, v'hat l'recha kamocha, zekal gadol batorah, he's chaya to share with others, and Avraham Avinu was chosen because, unlike some other figures, he was willing to sacrifice his own growth for others. But he had this Torah from the Hafla, and the Chasam Sofer knew that he wasn't going to lose out. He knew that he was going to be able to share with others, and that ultimately it wouldn't come at the expense of his own learning. But now let's appreciate something a little bit. So how did he teach? How did he teach? What did it look like when the Chasam Sofer actually came and he started his yeshiva? What did he do? It's amazing. Some of the things he did, like from a pedagogical perspective, as a teacher of Torah, clearly not focused only on his own chidushim. Let's begin as follows. One thing to know is Chasam Sofer in Chulin on Kuf Mem Beis, end of Masechas Chulin, Chasam Sofer there describes very, very beautifully about the halachas of Shechita, but he points out how there's a certain kedusha which is found by all Jews. We all have a certain kedusha, Erech Aneman Bisurin, a Jew shechs, we assume the Shechita is considered to be kosher. There's a certain kedusha implicit, which is found by all kinds of Jews. Not only that, but Chasam Sofer understood when he'd walk in the room, not only the people in front of me kadosh, but this is true with Chasam Sofer, Chelik Aleph, and Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Chasam Sofer understood that while Shulchan Aruch, he says, Margalei Befumi, I say all the time, it's one of his Torahs he would say over, Ki ha'omer lahalacha b'shulchan Aruch, he Torah nesunu l'chol Yisrael b'shaveh. That when it comes to Shulchan Aruch and halacha, every person is equal, says Chasam Sofer. But, says Chasam Sofer, that's as far as Shulchan Aruch goes. But each person on their own has some of the particular practices that are unique. And Chasam Sofer understands it's part of the beauty of Klal Yisrael. That while Shulchan Aruch is constant, it's consistent, it's relevant to all of us equally, that a lot of different hanhagas, so different yechidim, different people can have different minhagim. So Chasam Sofer is a believer in people being kadosh, and he's a believer in people being unique. How did he actually give shir? So let's begin a little bit. We'll unpack some things. It's amazingly intriguing. Number one, Chasam Sofer in Pressburg had a huddle in the beginning of shir. He also did the non-Gemara in the beginning. I guess it was like a little bit of a weaker yeshiva, I don't know. Chasam Sofer in Pressburg, he would begin every day. This isn't safe for Snebo Erbeis, but it's quoted in a bunch of different places. But here they have a nice collection of insights to Chasam Sofer. It's page 147. Hayaragil lomod im ha-talmidim lefnei ha-shir, sefer chovas halavavos, be'erech kerev ha-sha'a, b'chdei lahalav es ha-lib es libam b'yiris Hashem tehora. He would learn the entire sefer, and he would do so 15 minutes a day. He would learn chovas halavavos to give some musr in the beginning. That was his way of drawing people in a little bit. He would learn a little bit of musr all the time. And he would often recommend that they learn the sefer. He would also tell us something to learn sefer menorah samaor. He himself would learn that sefer with his daughters. He was a person that was very much connected in that sense. How did he himself give shir? So here's something which is absolutely amazing. Chasam Sofer, when he would give shir, I'll tell you a good mice in a second, would give shir by reading the Gemara. He'd read the Gemara in the Rishonim as if it was the first time he ever saw it. So he would misread and mispronounce words the first time when he was reading the Gemara in Shir. When he was reading it, so it would be Arba Avos, Nezikin, Mavet. He would read it as if, very slowly, and he would read it as if it was the first time that he ever saw it. Why did he do it as if it was the first time that he ever saw it? Because he was trying to teach them. And what he was trying to do for them was to model what he did the first time he would learn a particular sugya. So what he couldn't do was actually not learn it in advance, because he knew Shas. He was good like that. But what he would do is he would pretend in giving shir so that the Talmidim would be able to understand what exactly was going on. Rav Yaakovson once told me, it's a great story, that his first year, I think, giving shir, so he felt a lot of pressure before giving shir. So he would always read like everything he could in the sugya he would want to learn in advance, have everything be organized, everything always there, like hours and hours and hours being able to do a good job. But one day he wasn't able to prepare shir. I believe his wife gave birth the previous night in the hospital. I think he even tells over the story that in those days it was actually very common, if people are holding this, discussing the post-com even, for the men not to go into the delivery room. that was a thing that was like not done that much. So he was waiting outside in the area with all these other you know, husbands are waiting for their wives to give birth. They're all sitting there with Tehillim. He's sitting there with the Shef Shmaisa trying to prepare Shir for the next day. But he wasn't really able to prepare Shir that much. I think that's what happened. So he walked into the next day. He said, "So what do I do? Do I give Shir or do I not give Shir? Like, what makes sense?" He said, "You know what? I'll just come in and like we'll learn together. So he didn't prepare that much. He came in and he learned it, you know, with them together. And he felt terrible. And after Shir, the guys came over and said, "Rebbe, that was by far the best Shir you've ever given. I know it's your first year. You're probably looking for feedback. That was by far the best Shir that we've heard from you. Because there's something very beautiful about being taken through a process. What do they argue about? What do you think they argue about? You know, what's going on? To become part of that instead of the package." Chazam Sofer is a big believer in that as a teacher. He was a big believer in that. Moreover, the Chazam Sofer was a believer in the need in giving Shi'urim to what we would call a koach of tzimtzum, the holding back a little bit. When you have geniuses, so sometimes they can have a hard time. Because they are sort of the chiddush is so exciting for them and pulling themselves back. You're in a shir and like he lost you and he's just going and going and going. There's a very chashuv Talmid Chacham who's a Talmud of Yaakov Weinberg, who's a former Shiva of Neri Yisrael. So he told me once, my first year as a Rebbe, I think he told this to me. A really Luyusha guy. The Yaakov Weinberg from Neri Yisrael told this person, he said that there are two reasons why he's not going to be a good Rebbe. I think it's the way he said it. One of them, he said, your greatest challenge as a Rebbe is going to be that, I mean, if you said it like this, like, you're a genius, and you're going to always want to say over Chidushim, but your Talmidim, that's not what they need to hear. They don't need to hear your Chiddush, they need to hear basics, and your problem's going to be like that symptom. So the Chasam Sofer, I think they say sometimes, even in giving Shir, would lose it sometimes. By that I mean he would like get off track and start just, like going with like a long, brilliant Shtickle Torah, and he'd pull and say, no, stop. That's not what they need. And he would go back to some of the basics. In his Haskama, this Professor Mark Shapiro points out, I didn't know this, Marmakom, in an article on Chasam Sofer, in his Haskama, it's called Kesef Nivchar. Kesef Nifchar was a sefer that was put out. I think the way that Shechter sets it over was there were yeshivas in Europe that instead of learning all Seder HaDapim would learn sugyas. They learned sugyas for a while, so we're going to learn the sugya of Yachloku for a while and not go all Seder HaDapim. The sefer Kesef Nifchar was a sefer in order to learn a sugya for a long time. Someone has to tell you where to look. Where are the Gemaras? Where do people speak about things? So Kesef Nifchar was a sefer that was organized by sugya and gave you overviews of sugyas, now you would know where to look and you'd be able to learn it on your own a little bit. Chazam Sofer would have wrote a haskam, an approbation to the Sefer. He was into haskamas for a different time, to the Sefer Kesef Nifchar. And he writes that one of the things he liked with Sefer Kesef Nifchar is a Kesef Nifchar, I typed it up, there's some things that weren't as clear to me, but he quotes Ma'amar Chazal, Rishon Menachronim, in Rov Sugyas Hashas, Halachas and Dinim, and he says, I think it's a great thing to be able to do because it makes it easier for you. You don't have to search and find things. It's good to know where things are. Okay, the Torah is going to be amazing and difficult all the time. It's good to have Sfarim which tell you where to look. And he says, what I like about it is, Asher Chidesh Me'at. He's not trying to say over lots of Chidushim. Minafshe. Because when you do that, when you say over too many Chidushim, you confuse people. The Shir is not really as clear. And if you're knowing in a certain kind of pilpul, you're Mevabel Deyos HaYesharos, Mekaka Orcha. Confuse people a lot. Too much of a fancy kind of a Derech Halimud of connecting random things altogether, says Chasam Sofer, you confuse people. You're not going to build people the same way. What are you doing? Adaraba, this Sefer is Morah Derech Olam De Torah. It tells you how to put things together in an organized and clear way. Says Chasam Sofer, as the Mishnah tells us, Ki Achadas Aser Min HaTorah. It's also to have too many Chidushim in teaching Talmidim. Too many Chidushim. Here again, it's a play on the Isser of Zrayim of Chadash, that the new grain you can't eat before you offer certain carbon. But he's saying, Chadash, too many Chidushim is confusing for Talmidim. You're going to lose them. It's not the goal. You won't build people that way. The Chazam Sofer is a big believer in the power of Chidushim at later stages in life. People developed in learning. But it's important to know, clarity has a certain, I connect this a little bit, has a certain value. I'm not trying to, the koach of symptom for the Chazam Sofer, so many to say in every sugya. He wants to get there, but knowing how to read the Gemara as if it was like so simple and so basic is something which is, of course, so important. And Chasam Sofer as a Rebbe, again, not only giving over a Gemara Shir, but he wanted it to be that things were I think when they asked him what you have to learn, this is in page 146 there. He wants to tell me to know Chamishe Chumsei Torah, Neviim Eksuvim, Shas Mishnayos with Gemara, Gemara with the Rif, the Rosh, Rambam, Tor, and Shulchan Aruch, and a lot of Rishonim and Achronim that you need to know to be able to like make your way through the Gemara very, very clearly, and things like that. So not that difficult. How long do you have to learn a yeshiva for? So Chasam Sofer said, well, it depends on how good you are. Some can go a little bit quicker, some a little bit slower. There's no set time for how long you're learning in yeshiva in Pressburg. Because over that, he had a certain goal. We want you to understand the dinim, how we paskin. He was very much interested in that. But again, he was interested also in that beginning Chobos Halavavos, in having a certain kind of Yerushalayim. The Chasam Sofer used to give a shir in Chumash Rashi Ramban. He, like the Netziv, gave the Chumash Chug. I think Friday nights he would learn Ramban with Talmidim. There were questions, even though he was Torah all over the place. There were things every year in Shavuos he'd ask the same question to the guys every year. There were certain things that he did that were so important. That were so important. He needed hundreds of Talmidim. He had hundreds of Talmidim in Pressburg. Hundreds of Talmidim that were there. But again, says every Friday, every Leil Shabbos, he would learn with the whole yeshiva. He'd go through. There were over a couple hundred people there. There were Baal Batim that would come Friday night to hear the Chasam Sofer Shir on Chumash Rashi and Ramban. That Ramban especially was something which for him was the base of Emunah, and to be able to do it was something which was very, very powerful. And through those Talmidim that Chasam Sofer is able to have his primary impact, because he built people. He built major Talmidei Chachamim. And those major Talmidei Chachamim were people that when they became big, so he was still their Rebbe. And they were writing him shilas. And he responded with tshuvas. And even though the Chasam Sofer in his lifetime was not publishing Sfarim, his impact went way beyond Hungary and Pressburg. It went way beyond just where he was. People from all over the place writing to him and asking him shilas. And many of them weren't originally his Talmidim. So Chasam Sofer became a person whose enormous impact, in many ways, what I would say, was the schus to learn his Torah. His impact was enormous, but it wasn't because he was only focused on klal issues. It wasn't because he didn't care about his family. He learned with his sons, and he learned with his daughters. It wasn't that he didn't care about other people. He very much cared about other people, and he was doing so. He was willing to give up some of what looked like his own godless to share Torah with others. In a way which was simple, in a way which was going to be clear, in a way which was going to build them, in a way which was going to give them the dinim for what you have to really know. It was going to be shiurim in Rosh Ramban, going to be shiurim in Chobos Halavavos, going to be shiurim in Machshava and the like. And the Chasam Sofer, in many ways, his primary imprint comes through the way that he was able to teach Talmidim. And just like Avraham Avinu was a person that knew how to give up a little bit of himself to be able to share with others, the Chasam Sofer undoubtedly also was such a person. So we're going to be learning his Torah. We're going to try to be doing so, what we quoted from some of the tshuvas, some of the drashas, and the Peshan Torah, and Shas, and a lot of different things. Even today we had from some different places of the writings of Chasam Sofer. We're going to try to do a good job. We're going to try to go through different sugyas in Machshava, and different sugyas in Hashkafa, and to learn the mahalchim of Gedolei HaMachshava, but doing it in Gedolei HaLacha and Hashkafa, but doing it with a little bit of an emphasis on the world of the Chasam Sofer. I'll end by just saying that one of the reasons why we're learning him, that the Shiurim should be Ilanishmas Avi Mori, my father, for years got very, very into different Sfarim at a time. I grew up in a house which was a bias male Sfarim Mamish. Imagine this room, but times like, I don't know, probably four or five. I grew up with a lot of Sfarim, grew up with. My father very much, very much loved Sfarim. And at different times, he'd get very into different Sfarim. So for a while, the last couple of years, for a while, he was very, very much into the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. And being that he was very much into the Torah of the Chasam Sofer, I thought it would be appropriate to learn some of the unique Mahalchim of Chasam Sofer. Baruch Hashem, if I can keep this going, we could do a lot of years of things he was into. But at least Chasam Sofer for now will do, and hopefully the Torah can be Le'iloi Nishmaso.
Rabbi, I see you guys on Shabbos.